Blog Talk Radio.
I was up late one night, and I heard God say, "Cease."
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
say, it's your time, the wait is over.
Walk into your season.
Walk on.
Walk into your season.
Walk on.
Walk into your season.
Walk on.
Walk into your season.
Because you're in covenant relationship.
Walk into your season.
Whatever God promised, He will never, never forget. No, no, no. We're the seed of Abraham. You can go on in and possess the land. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Go on and walk in your seed. Put a smile on your face. Let the Holy Spirit erase every frown. Yeah. Go on, go on, go on.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on what time you listen to this broadcast. We welcome you to the Sim Factor. Sim Factor is a show that deals with singles in ministry. That's what Sim stands for. The Sim Factor was birthed from a need to provide an outlet for Christian singles who either do not have a singles ministry in their churches or those who look for advice from a biblical and practical perspective on how to conduct themselves as single people of Christ. The mission for the Sim Factor is to help singles from all walks of life be made whole through self-analysis, self-awareness, self-empowerment by the grace of God and through the Word of God. I am your host, Tanja E. Withers, and I welcome you this morning. Today's topic is, how can I love you if I don't love me? I know that's a powerful title to think about, but that will be the subject today. And I want to welcome my co-host and my co-author and, you know, my sounding board and the whole nine yards, Angela Valentine. I want to welcome her. Good morning, Angela.
Thank you. Good morning, Tanja. I'm so glad to be here. Honored to be your co-host this morning.
Thank you. I'm honored for you to be here. It's a pleasure. And I want bring up your, the lovely group that I'm a part of, the Virtuous Business Women's Network. Can you just elaborate just for a few minutes about this lovely group?
Absolutely. I'm always glad to talk about my sisters. And we brought them on the line and on the computer, watching us online as well as on the phone. Today here to support you and celebrate the relaunch of your radio show. This is so exciting. The Virtuous Business Women's Network that the Lord blessed me to found going on 3 years ago is an international platform for Christian women in business. And it's an opportunity for us to get together and share our gifts and our talents and to pray for one another and to encourage one another and learn from each other in general. And we have a Saturday call every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central. And that's where we get together and just have a little bit of online fellowship via teleconference line and via webinar. You can choose which way you want to participate. And it has just been a glorious time of getting to know women all across the board. I mean, we are literally sisters. And we know we can pick up the phone at any time and just call and talk with one another. And you know you have an intercessor always, you know, if you ever need to share anything. So it's a glorious network, and that's actually where I met you. So I'm so glad that if I had not been obedient almost 3 years ago, we would not be sitting here today. So just the important, I just always stress, just whatever God puts in your heart, please do it with all of your might and do it within the time frame that he says do it, because you never know what his plans are down the road for you in being obedient. So It has grown into a beautiful network of women, and we're continuing to grow. God is adding to us literally daily, and it's just a beautiful platform. So out of that platform on Saturdays, we begin to have a discussion concerning singles. Single women of God and the aspects of the single side and the married side, which I know you're going to get into, so I won't get too far ahead. But out of that was birthed the Single Sister Saturday, which is the third Saturday of the month. So we literally uprooted that platform today to come and join you on this link to help you launch your radio show, relaunch it. So we're glad to be here today.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad for all of my VBN sisters who are on the line today or who are listening online. Thank you so much for your support. It is truly appreciated. So just a brief history about my interaction here on Blog Talk Radio. I do have a station here, and it is basically geared to help leaders become effective leaders because, you know, the fact is we do have a lot of church leaders throughout the world, but they don't necessarily know how to lead. You can have seminary degrees until you're blue in the face, but if you are not effective in your leadership, then your ministry would not be able to prosper and grow. And that's where the Blog Talk station came about. I have not been on the air in 5 years. So when you hear Angela say the relaunch, this is definitely a relaunch because for 5 years I really didn't have anything to say up until this point. And I never go on the air without hearing from God and having something to say. So for all of you that are new to Blog Talk Radio, this is the way how it goes. So if you are online listening to the show through the Blog Talk Radio website, you can actually, the chat room is open. Angela will be monitoring that. So any type you wanted to speak or what have you, Angela will let me know what's being said, and you have an opportunity to chat there. Those of you who are on the line, I'm seeing all of your numbers. So what we'll do is if you want to speak, just press the number 1. I will get a signal that you will want to speak and that you then I will unmute your mic. I will let you know the area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. That's how you will know it's you. So when I unmute you, you'll be able to speak. So I hope everybody is straight with that. And so we can go on with the topic of discussion. Just so you know, I'm going to do a round table where I will unmute everybody's mics that's on the line and that you'll have an opportunity to talk. So that's going to be like later on during the call. So I just wanted to let everybody know that. As well as towards the end of this call, we have a wonderful surprise for everybody listening right now. So I'm really excited for that. So just be patient because this surprise is going to knock your socks off, okay? So let's begin. So the topic is how can I love you if I don't love me? And I put in the description of this broadcast is this. In our current climate today of anxiousness and unrest, the common denominator to remove hatred is love. But how can we show love towards others if we don't love ourselves first? That is a fact in every relationship with God, family, friends, neighbors, and future/current mates. So this particular idea is actually based off of Angela and I's book that we have co-written together called A Single Perspective, Every Woman's Journey to Wholeness. And this particular subject is based off of Chapter 7, The Progression of Love. And in the subtext is self-love. So to get a perspective, I wanted to read to you just a small excerpt of that self-love chapter. And from for those who are not familiar with the book, I address everyone as dear girlfriend, and I address it from a single perspective. Angela will address as dear married, dear lady, and she addresses it from a married perspective. So this is the following excerpt. Dear girlfriend, have you ever been in a relationship you felt like you've done the majority of the work, time, and effort, and he has reaped all the benefits with no effort on his part? Why is that? Maybe it could be from one thing, loneliness and fear of being alone. If we could be totally transparent here, there are times that we can feel so lonely that whether consciously or subconsciously, we will settle for any man that gives us attention, lock down a relationship with him, and claim him as our own. Even if we know deep down in our soul that he's no good for us. This is the part where self-love comes in. Self-love is a key component in any healthy relationship. Love for God, love for family and friends, and love for a future mate. The bottom line is, if you don't love you, then how will you be able to love anyone else? Furthermore, how will you be able to recognize love in return? Girl, I've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, and sold it on eBay. So that's basically an excerpt of what self-love is. And self-love is definitely a key component in anything, because to learn how to love yourself is the main thing. And we have to keep the main thing, because if we don't, then we won't be able to recognize love when we see it. We won't be able to receive love when it's given. We're not going to be able to even sometimes look at ourselves in the mirror. Because I gave a testimony in the book as well that I have been diagnosed with depression. And that has been a challenging aspect for me, because I've always had low self-esteem up until my 30s. And, you know, once I finally grasped who I was, who God is in me, and most importantly, the fact that I can love to learn to look at myself in the mirror and appreciate what I see, that took nothing but serious prayer, serious time with God, serious time to analyze me, my actions, how I react to people, how my actions can turn off a lot of people, not just turn on a lot of people. So it's that self-awareness that took time to actually to basically get the niche on what love is. And then when God finally showed me what his true love was, which is agape love, and that opened my eyes to everything. So anyway, I wanted to just, Angela, can you describe what, in your opinion, what self-love is? Or if you wanted to read your excerpt from that chapter, whichever, if you feel comfortable.
Okay, thanks. You know, when thinking about this subject, one of the things that I really, you know, they always say hindsight is 20/20. When I think about relationships that I've had, whether it be with a spouse or just with people in general, sometimes we have relationships for different purposes. We have friends, we choose different ones or whatever, for different reasons. And we're reaching out to that person saying, love me, like me, accept me. It's all about me, me, me. But at the same time, we're reaching out in that manner because there's something lacking in us. So if that relationship goes a little off the tracks, then, you know, we're reaching out and we're trying to recoup and get that person to love us, and we're mad and we're upset or whatever feelings that causes. But when we're looking at that person and we're not examining the whatever's deficient in us. So, and then some of these things you learn after living a while, right? And and having, what I always try to do, and I talk about it a little bit in the book too, is what did I learn from that experience? I always try, even if it's the most horrendous experience in life, I try to make it benefit me in some way so that I can squeeze some good out of it. So if a relationship goes sour, then I look at myself. What was it in me that wanted that? And especially if you're in a dysfunctional relationship or an abusive relationship or a relationship that you know is taking the life out of you, but we hang on for what reason? It's not about that other person. It's about us. And if until we can get a handle on that, what that did for me was it caused me to just take a time out and say, okay, Angela, really, it said, okay, God, help me with this. You know, I don't want to get into another relationship where it's crazy and I'm confused and I'm hurt and whatever, whatever. Not that any relationship is going to be perfect, but what dysfunction am I bringing to the relationship, right? If I can try to get that together from my end, and then I can see things a bit differently and I can approach the next relationship. So, but what that is, after I went through that process, the thing that came out for me was that I didn't love myself in some areas. Mm-hmm. So I had to back it all the way up and I had to say to myself, Lord, help me to love me. You know, help me to love me, not because I'm trying to convince myself that I need to be loved, but help me to love me the way you love me. That's a whole total different ball of wax when we're looking at ourselves the way God loves us. And he tells us, I think you quoted that, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, we don't have to make this stuff up and convince ourselves how wonderful we are. Listen to what God says about us and believe him, because he's the creator. He's the manufacturer of this person. You know, so he knows what he put in us. He knows how valuable we are. And if we could start at that point and then move forward from there in loving ourselves, then we can learn to love our neighbor. You know, the Bible says, you know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, if you don't love yourself, you can't love your neighbor. We skip that part. We jump to the loving the neighbor part, but it says as you love yourself. So if that is a void there, then loving your neighbor is going to be dysfunctional because we haven't learned to love ourselves. But even before that, it says, love the Lord with all thine heart. You know, so it's a process, and it's really getting knowledgeable of what the Word of God says. It's really having a relationship with your Father, your Heavenly Father, and understanding, because he's the source of love. God is love. So how can we even understand how to love ourselves or anyone else if we don't even understand what love is? So I hope I answered your question, but to round it up with self-love, I think we have to examine the source and the origin of how to even know what self-love is and where to find it and where to start with that, you know? So that's what I would contribute to that.
I definitely agree. So for anybody who wants to chime in on the conversation, definitely give us a call at 646-668-2743. Press the number 1, and I will definitely unmute your mic and definitely have your opportunity to say. So we do have a caller on the line. Area code is 630. Last 4 digits is 1983. Go ahead. You are on the air.
Yeah. I like your discussion today. My name's Lisa, and I think it's very important to love yourself. I was in some relationships that were very unhealthy, and I can't do it anymore. So I know I have self-respect now because I just refuse. I mean, I won't be in anything that's unhealthy or toxic at all. And it seems that I'm loving myself more, though I wonder how you know if you are, because I still feel like I don't really care about girlfriends. I never did. I never really had supportive girlfriends. But I did, you know, at one point have a really nice boyfriend and, you know, married the wrong person the first time and then almost got married to someone just as bad or worse the second time. So I shied away from it, but I would like to have a relationship. I don't have to get married at this point in my life, but, you know, just like just have a friend to do things with that would be really nice, a companion. But I just don't have time for anything that would be toxic at all. So I'm just wondering, like, number one, how you know if you're loving yourself enough to have that enter your life and to pray on it or what else I can do. I mean, I think I love myself, but I'm not sure how much I'm loving myself. I do a lot for myself now compared to how I used to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then let me ask you this question, Lisa. When you meet somebody or a guy comes and introduces himself and wants to take you out or whatever, and you start to get to know him, what is your first initial reaction once you get to
know him? I don't meet people like that at my age.
Really?
I'm not going off of my age, yeah. I'm much
mm-hmm.
older. I sound younger. So I don't meet people like that. I go places a little bit, but I haven't met anyone that I would want to date even. I think a couple of people are cute on TV, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's about it. I mean, I have very high standards now. And I think the couple people that I would want to date, seeing their behavior and how they
mm-hmm.
are with their wives, they're married. They're good people. They're married. So I know what a good relationship is. I've had it. I can view people now. I'm not desperate at all. I'm the opposite. I can view people now very clearly. You know, if there was someone I wanted to date, I'm not going to get involved with a married man. It's just,
right.
you know, it seems like it's hard to meet people. I'm not, the online bit is horrible. I did that. That was a nightmare for me. I won't do that again. I don't like meeting people that way. So I am trying to go out more places, but
mm-hmm.
I don't see a lot of single men. Like where I live, most people are married, I think. And if they weren't, I haven't really met anyone that I would say I'd want to date. Maybe there were a couple married men, but they were married. So, you know, I would never date a married person.
Right. Understood. You definitely.
So I don't know. I mean, I probably have to go out more places. I don't know if I go a lot of places. I don't go enough places. I really need to start doing that. I just joined an Italian club. You know, I need to get out more where there are single people. I know that's lacking, you know.
Do you like coffee, number one?
You know, I do like coffee. I don't really like a Starbucks. You know, I go to the art museum. Sometimes you see men sitting there. I mean, I don't really want to go up to people. I don't have an interest in that. So I guess that's another thing.
Here's the thing. This is how you know that you have self-love about you. When you can walk into a place and you don't care who's there and you're comfortable being by yourself, whether it be at an art museum or at a coffee shop or what have you, and you actually enjoy your own company.
Oh, my God. I've enjoyed my own company for years. I'm a total loner. I love it. I go everywhere alone. I go on trips to Europe alone. I meet people all the time. I have a great time. I absolutely love myself. I love my life. But what I'm saying is sometimes it's a little lonely. I would like to have companionship. Like, both my parents died. I don't have anything going on this Thanksgiving weekend coming up. I mean, I would like to have someone to do something with. I don't like a lot of attention, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I just don't like people to, like, you know, an overdue relationship where they have, like, no self-esteem and they don't do things on their own. And, you know, I'm a lot more mature than a lot of people. I've gone through things. I've learned from them. I'm loving, but I'm not, you know, I was in relationships where they were more narcissistic. I won't do that. But then I've had relationships that have been really good. Like years ago, I just didn't marry that person. So that's what I want. So I don't know.
Okay.
I was told to pray on it and then
mm-hmm.
maybe go out more places. That's what I have to do. Or maybe consider Match.com or something. I don't know.
Right. Angela, what would you advise Lisa on as far as what she's asking?
Okay. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for calling in. Sure. You know, there are a couple of things that you said. I'm like, okay, where do I address that? But, you know, I like the fact that you said, you know, I love myself. I'm comfortable with going out alone. And, you know, so you sound like you're really grounded in who you are. And your question was, how do I know if I'm loving myself? I think the tenor of the relationship would kind of let you know if you love yourself enough, you're going to appreciate yourself to the fact that you're not going to let yourself be in a dysfunctional relationship. So
and
it
I
sounds
already
like,
said that was the first
right.
thing I said. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So that's I'm confirming what you said and the fact that you're pretty solid in that. So I think you're asking, you know, about moving forward and finding someone in a relationship that you can have a relationship with, yada, yada. Do you desire
yeah.
to be married at all?
I don't know. Just a relationship would be fine in the future.
Just
a
relationship.
No, if you met someone special, they'd have to be very, very special. So, like, I'm not trying to plan my life or anything, but I would like to kind of be more open to that if I could meet someone nice. So maybe I have to really go out places more because, you know, the places
definitely.
I go
– if you want to meet people, you'll have to go out. But I would just say, and I heard you mention prayer, and I have to just speak from my personal experience and how I've approached relationships, depending on where I was in life at the time. You know, I have to, because there's so many things you could do, and there's so many scenarios, so many, you know, they're online, and there's so many things that can happen, and sometimes things are dangerous when you consider, you know, certain aspects of dating these days. But just be cautious, just be prayerful, and if you, whatever it is that you're desiring, I would put it before the Lord and ask Him to direct and order your steps, you know. So
Like, I think make a list of what you're looking for, too. It's very important so that you're very aware of the kind of quality that, you know, you want. And you know, and I say I want a relationship, too, but then there's the other side of me that I'm so comfortable with myself that, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't even like being, like, in a group on a tour bus anymore. I used to like that years ago, and now I like going alone and winging it because I'm friendly, I meet people, and I have fun, but then I can do whatever I want. You know what I mean? Like, I'm never bored. I do
and
art.
And that's the blessing of single life.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I do so many – but my life is so much fuller than most people that are married. A lot of people are miserable
right.
that are married. So right. I'm also like, I'm not into like what the world does, like some kind of stigma. You have to be a certain way. I don't really care what other people do at all, as long as they don't bother me. I want my time. I want my space. And just, I think there's a lot of crazy people in the world now.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want only to be around people that are not toxic. I'd say 10% of the population probably is healthy at this point, if even that. There's a lot of very, very bad people. There's a lot of okay people, but a lot of people have lost their values, their relationship with God, a lot of things. So
right.
I don't have time for that, and I used to, like, participate in that when I knew I was above all that, too.
Mm.
So I think I'm just going to kind of let it, like, pray a little bit to God on it, and I think make out a list. That's the
Absolutely.
State I'm at now. Because I'm not lowering my standards, and I just
right,
need now
right.
to go places, you know, when I'm ready more, like I am going, and maybe being open, like I'm going to the theater on Tuesday night. I mean, you never know if you're looking.
You never know. Right.
And,
yeah,
yeah
right.
you know what I mean? But just going and doing those things, or like I'm going to Europe next year. I'm going to be in Iceland. I mean, you never know. You can meet someone
you never
in the bar.
Know.
Yeah, so I want to be open, you know.
Yeah, and when the Lord orders your steps, you never know, you know, what he would have for you. But I think that's the key, is being prayerful. And another thing about something that we mentioned in the book, and the reason we wrote the book, was not just to single or to married, but it's about a woman's journey to wholeness. And I can imagine you probably have a great testimony leading you up to where you are now and why, you know, why you, how you built your self-esteem and things like that because of the relationships you've had in the past. So, you know, as long as you're – and whatever that wholeness means for you, if it means living a single life, if it means pursuing marriage and being married, whatever that is, if you're happy where you are, you know, and you're whole,
right.
then I think you're good, you know, as long as
right.
you're being led by God.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people really aren't happy in their marriages, and that's even
right.
atrocious. To live your life with someone, that to me is the most disgusting thing. That is like not only copping out, it's horrible. And I would never, ever, ever be like that. So Yeah, you know, the older I get, the more I'm feeling, like, better about myself, I believe. But I still feel like I can feel better about myself. So maybe I think the one thing that I do is I also I have such high standards that I think sometimes I can turn people off because I don't, like, I don't accept people where they are enough. And I know that's true about me. I get frustrated and I'm like, oh, I just don't want to hang around that because, you know, this person is at such a bad point or they're not at a good point. But you do have to kind of accept people where they're at because that's being more loving. So I kind of have to work on that a little bit because not everybody wants to work on themselves like I do.
Absolutely. And the fact is that self-awareness is also the key component to self-love. So the fact that you have acknowledged that, you are farther than a lot of people. So I say congrats to you on that. So, but thank you so much for calling. It's truly appreciated.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to the.
So, but Angela, I wanted to ask you, since we both wrote this book together, and the inspiration behind the book and the inspiration to help women be made whole, if from your perspective, once the book was completed and once it was put out there, what can you say was your overall feeling about what we put out there, and what is the general message that you want for everybody to grasp with our book?
Wow, there's so many general messages. I don't know if I can select just one. But the hope of us even having the idea to put this book together was that even in our conversations with each other, you know, when you were expressing, you know, your singleness and I was expressing, you know, well, did you think about this concerning marriage? I feel like when I was younger and I was going through some things and just learning some things on my own, it would have greatly benefited me to have some knowledge. And maybe I didn't ask enough questions, or maybe I just didn't. Some things you just don't know. The Bible says you destroy for lack of knowledge. Just some knowledge you didn't have, and you learn through the school of hard knocks. With us completing this book, I'm hoping that there are some nuggets. I'm hoping that there are some ahas. I'm hoping that there are some things that people can relate to. That will give them a little bit more insight. I'm not saying that it's the answer to every relationship question and problem, but it's some things to make someone think and make someone ask questions, you know, so you can be more informed on the decisions of relationships that you make. And most of all, the key point that I would like people to get out of this book is that we need God, period. Our hearts need to be turned to God in order to be able to have any type of successful relationship. That's the core of it. That's the origin of it. We get into the origin of true love. And without being preachy about it, just my experience, you know, with trying to love in my own definition caused a lot of pain and heartache, you know. And to get it right, you got to go to the source of love. And our hearts have to be healed. You know, sometimes we don't even know we need healing because, you know, the dysfunction is normal. Whatever dysfunction it is, it doesn't have to be a severe dysfunction, but just having a little bit of low self-esteem, you know, that can impact your relationship. So just putting that out there and having women or men to consider, you know, what love really is, and because the world has a very dysfunctional definition of love. So that's what I'm hoping that comes out of the book.
I concur. I concur with everything you said. So, but yeah, I am totally in agreement with you. So we're actually going to take a break, but when we return, we're going to have a roundtable discussion. So I wanted to get everyone else's point of view about how can I love you if I don't love me? So definitely call in at 646-668-2433. 2743. And we definitely will have a roundtable discussion. So we will be back right after this.
Oh,
back to the Sim Factor. I am your host, Tanja E. Withers, and I have my lovely co-hostess with the mostest, Angela Valentine.
Hello.
Hello. So before we go into the roundtable discussion, I understand that you have a question from the chat room.
Yes, I do. Let's see. Okay, one question from the chat line. There are a lot of books out there on self-love. What makes your book different from those that come under the self-help books?
Good question, huh? That is a good question. But our book covers more than self-love. It's number one, it's a conversation piece. So it's not a how-to. I think that's what also makes our book different. It makes you think and it makes you ponder on a lot of things as you read each chapter. And also, we don't just talk about self-love. We talk about everything in this book, basically from sex, to the origin of real true love, the progressions of love, the race to the ring, which is also a very interesting one that, you know, basically, you know, why the rush as far as getting that ring is concerned. So it basically gives an analysis from start to finish, every emotion that we go through, and a lot of the areas that we have struggles with, whether we want to admit them or not. This book is basically an eye-opener as to what those particular issues are, and even if you haven't even noticed them before, by the time you finish reading the book, it makes you think, it makes you consider, like, hey, I wonder, is this the reason why I had an issue with this person, or is it why I have some issues with my family members? Or it's basically a conversation piece that makes you think, and that's what makes our book unique. And also because I'm bringing it from a single person's perspective, Angela brings it from a married person's perspective, but most of all, we put the word of God in this book, so you get it from God's perspective. So basically you have all three entities all in one book. And I don't think that you find that in a lot of self-help books.
Amen. You took all my points, Tanja.
We think so much alike, and that's why we work well together.
You summed that up beautifully. You summed that up beautifully. And we try to address topics from a perspective that you don't see, like self-help books, you know, they're people with PhDs and they come from the clinical and they analyze and they say all this wonderful stuff that's probably true or may not be, I don't know. But, you know, we come from a real perspective and we try to put things out there that I say from my perspective, I never had really an opportunity to have a conversation about in any depth, you know. So we try to put that kind of thing out there in the book, so hopefully that it's refreshing in that standpoint. And with it being, with being founded on the Word of God in the Christian category, there's some things that we just didn't discuss in the Bible classes, some things we just didn't discuss in the women's Bible studies and different places, youth classes even, you know. So it just puts the conversation out there to at least get some insight and to give you the boldness or something to take and have a conversation with someone else that you love and trust. So that's what makes it different, I believe.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I definitely agree with you as far as what you just said. So I'm going to open the floor to those who are on the calls with us. I'm going to open the floor, and I'm going to ask one question, and I want you to answer it to the best of your ability. If you had to describe self-love in one word, what would that word be and why? So I'm opening the floor now. Everyone's mics are open. If you want to chime in, please feel free. Now is your time to do so.
That's a challenge, one word.
I know. I love
you know, our group,
these types of questions.
We don't believe in one word. That's
I
hard.
I love posing questions because I want you to really think about, I want everyone to really think about this. What if you can describe self-love in one word, what would that word be and why? I would say confidence. Why? Because self-love requires confidence. It's not a necessity, but I say it's a requirement because you've got to have confidence because if you don't, because you can see somebody who has a low self-esteem from a mile away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, confidence is key to obtain that self-love. That's my personal opinion, but I'm just curious to know what everyone else thinks.
I'll say, while they're thinking still, I'll say appreciation. Appreciating your gifts and your talents and just who you are as a person. Anything you appreciate, you protect and you take care of it and you value it and you know. So I'd say appreciation.
Okay, I like that. Appreciation. Anyone else?
Hi, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
This is Cheryl. I'm so sorry.
Hey, Cheryl.
How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm loving the topic. But the thing, I had to really think about that question because that was a loaded question. And you do be sending out loaded questions sometimes, especially when we have conversations. Let me sit back and use my brain. It's too early for this. But I would have to say loyalty. Why? In loyalty, you show who you are. If you're loyal to yourself, you'll be loyal to someone else. You know what I'm saying? And loyalty goes a long way. There's long suffering in it. There's peace in it. There's patience in it. So if you have those within yourself, then it's easy for you to, exude that in your aura, and people will pick up on it. That's what I would say is loyalty, you know, because if you're loyal to God, sometimes we fall off the wagon, but we get back up. But I think it's loyalty completely because if you can't trust nobody else, you can trust yourself, you know, on some things. Not everything because we haven't arrived, but you trust yourself to know that not to do this and not to do that. So that's what I would say.
Colby, Cheryl, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. No,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr.
Line.
Elaine Duval.
Good morning, Dr. Duval.
Hi. I'm fine, thank you. I'd like to offer a synonym or another word for self-love.
Okay.
And it's also a hyphenated word, self-acceptance. I say self-acceptance because acceptance of who you are, who God created you to be, when you accept yourself, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that God himself esteem you highly, that you're well-beloved by God. You accept yourself emotionally, spiritually, physically. Many people are not pleased with how they look. They don't accept themselves. They don't accept the essence of who they are, that they're made in God's image. And when you accept who you are, that you are made in God's image, that he has stamped a part of his divinity in you, that's one of the most liberating and empowering feelings. And self-acceptance also leads to high self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Many women don't have a good self-esteem, a good sense of who they are, because they don't accept themselves. But when you have a high self-esteem, some of the other words that were offered, like confidence, when you have a good self-esteem, you have confidence. When you have good self-esteem, you can exhibit loyalty. I think that's one of the other words
mm-hmm.
that was offered.
Mm-hmm.
When you have good self-esteem, you can actually obey the first and second greatest commandment. That is to love God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind and with all of your strength. And the second commandment, which is to love your neighbor as yourself, it implicit in that is that it's self-love. You cannot love others. You cannot love your neighbor, a husband, your parents, a friend, your family. You cannot love them if you do not love yourself. And you
mm-hmm.
cannot love yourself if you do not accept yourself. And accepting yourself goes back to the first commandment, which is loving God and knowing that he created you perfectly. You're perfect in his sight, fearfully and wonderfully made. Self-acceptance is equal to self-love.
I like that.
Great. Yeah, I do too. Thank you so much, Dr. Elaine. Anyone else?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi,
it's Daria.
Hey,
hi,
Daria.
Daria.
How you guys doing? Okay. I say knowledge. And the reason I say knowledge is because we need to get knowledge in knowing ourselves, finding out who we are and what we want in life. And what I notice in knowledge, you know, we're going to get a lot of knowledge on how to do a lot of things, how to fix something, how to shop, how to do everything. But we don't ever get knowledge on ourselves. And then finding out in knowledge, what do love really mean? So we go into the word, we find out what God really means for love. And knowledge, I say knowledge.
Good.
Great, I love that, Maria.
I like that one.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hello, this is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene.
Hi,
Darlene. Hi. I would like to say respect. And why? Because one reason you have to respect yourself before others. You have to respect yourself for yourself, and then you're not going to be violating yourself. And then to love someone, you won't be disrespecting them and violating them. And that's showing love by respecting yourself and others.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Darlene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Korea.
Hi.
I say
Korea.
Unconditional. Hi. I would say unconditional. When I think of self-love, another word is unconditional. No matter what you go through, because we all go through things that we learn from, whether good or bad. Everybody has their horror stories. Everybody has things that make them feel like they were at one time less than. So for self-love, I would say unconditionally loving yourself. So that way you will never lose sight of who you are and whose you are. If God looks at us with unconditional love, then we have to unconditionally love ourselves as well. And for self-love, that means no matter if you feel like you're flawless or you feel like you're full of flaws, you love each and every perfection and imperfection of yourself unconditionally.
Amen, Doreen.
I'm
love
loving
that.
These words. These words are deep.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you so much. Is there anyone else?
Greetings. Can you hear me? This is Joseph.
Hey, Joseph. How are you?
Good morning.
Yes. Oh, I'm blessed. Wow, what an awesome, awesome, awesome topic and conversation today. It really has blessed me. One word, I mean, like the other sister was saying, I had come up with the word acceptance. And so since you said self-acceptance, then the next word I would say is courage. Because I know that in order to love yourself, it takes courage. Like you were speaking that your book is a journey to wholeness. So it takes courage to embrace that journey and embrace yourself and embrace the knowing and resting in God's love for you. It takes courage to look at yourself truly, whether through God's eyes or, as Angela was saying, that to be able to have the courage in whatever situation that you're in, whether it was a relationship or an event in your life, to look for the gems that you can learn so that whatever experience you go through, that you know you can be edified, you know, and you look at yourself, you take responsibility. So all of that takes courage. So for me, the word I would share with you all is courage.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Love that.
Thank you. Thank
and
you
ladies,
so
if you're
much.
On the chat line, if you want to type in a word, I'll be glad to read it out loud if you're on the online with us and you can't speak, but if you'll chat, send it via chat, I'll read it out loud if you want to participate. Good words.
Okay. Yes, I love this. Does anyone else want to chime in? Because it is 4 minutes after the top of the hour, and I wanted to see if anyone else can get their word in before we mention this lovely surprise. All right, then. Well, we thank you all so much for giving your words and your feedback. We greatly appreciate it, and we just thank you so much. Your words are definitely thought-provoking, and your words are definitely, that's why I like to throw questions like that out there, because I want to make you think. Because, and I know I have an awful tendency to do that. For those of you who do know me, I as Cheryl mentioned, so that's my bestie there. She said, "Why you pose this question so early in the morning?" But it makes you think. And that's what I love to do. I want to make you think, because if you come out of this show with anything, I want you to, like, come out thinking what self-love is about and how do you define it. And all of you gave such great words, and I thank you all so much for it. It's truly appreciated. So I guess we can now do the drum roll.
Okay, I'm not good at sound effects. Let me try it here.
So I'll try it.
Can you hear this? Okay.
So basically our surprise is, for a limited time only, we are offering our book, A Single Perspective, Every Woman's Journey to Wholeness, for half off. Woo!
That's 50%, y'all.
50%. This offer is only available from today until Cyber Monday, which is, let me just double check to make sure, November 28th. The offer will expire on November 28th.
Midnight. Mm-hmm.
Midnight, Central Standard Time. Well, technically, you might as well say November 29th, which is the following day. But it will end at midnight, November 29th. I mean, yeah, that's a Tuesday, November 29th at midnight, Central Standard Time. This offer will expire. So to retrieve this lovely offer, we suggest that you email us, send us an email at a single perspective book. That is a single perspective book at gmail.com. Once you send us an email, sending it your name. Angela, what do you think about doing just a one special offer? Everybody who sends us this email to get your discount, we will do at random one person, just one person, could actually retrieve this book as a gift from us once you send us your email.
So say that again. Everyone that submits, that emails us at a single perspective book at gmail.com will.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'll get our discount information. So
right.
They'll be able to log on to our website. They'll be able to log on to Amazon and get the book half off. But
right.
Out of those people who emails us, we will select one and we will send them an autographed copy of our book.
Yeah, that's cool. Let's do it.
Yeah. So one person
Beautiful.
Will get an autographed copy from us of this wonderful book. Because the purpose is we want you to read this book. We want you to get it out there because it is a conversation piece. It is an eye-opener. It is an opportunity to give this book as a gift for those who have not read it. For those who have read it, you know how you were blessed by this book. You know how much chock full of information that it has, that it can bless people from oldest to youngest, that it can bless not just women but also men. We have gotten quite a few feedback from men who said that they were blessed by this book. So even though it says every woman's journey to wholeness, there are some men who has read the book who have gotten some perspective on it as well. So it is a book for everyone, whether you are married, widowed, single, divorced. It is a book for everyone. So we wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you for all of your support. And
yes,
we wanted you to really be blessed by this book because, you know, the blessing that was put into it. Because, you know, if you heard our testimony from both of us, it didn't take us long to put it together, but the work that was put in and all of the repercussions that we went through in the midst of writing this book, it came out, in my personal opinion, a beautiful masterpiece, you know, and I don't say that lightly because I wrote it and Angela wrote it, but because as I read it, and I'll be like, wow, did I say that? It could take me by surprise, and I wrote it. So I could just imagine anyone who will read it would get that same perspective. So that's why we are, Angela and I have decided to make this offer. 50% off. Just send us an email at singleperspectivebook@gmail.com saying that you're interested in getting the discount code because that's the only way that you will receive the discount code. Once we receive that email, we will send you the code so that you will purchase our book and where you can purchase it. But in the meantime, you can buy our book at Amazon. You can buy our book at Barnes & Noble. But the discount will only be at Amazon. So definitely send us an email at singleperspectivebook@gmail.com. And, again, this offer will end at midnight Central Standard Time on Tuesday, November 29th. So,
and one of you will receive, as an incentive for signing, emailing us, one of you will receive a free autographed copy.
Yes.
We're going to do a drawing. Cool.
Yes. Yes.
Yay.
Any final words, Angela, before we depart?
Absolutely. I want to say that I appreciate you, Tanja, for, I don't know even where to begin, but for your heart and for your willingness to put this conversation out there. I know I called you with this crazy idea to let's write a book together, but you so willingly and so quickly said yes that it made my head spin. So I appreciate your boldness, and I say that in the book too, and I mean that. I appreciate your boldness and you just make yourself available for the conversation. And this conversation is so needed. And ladies, we want your feedback. We want to know what you think about the book, what's inspiring you, what we can do better. We're looking into doing a second edition really, really soon.
Yay!
But yes, and that second edition will be based on the feedback that we're getting. We want to know what you want to hear. We want to bring more people into this conversation. So we appreciate your feedback. And also, we'd like to keep this conversation going and just build a community around it. And we want to invite the younger women. If you know, if you have a niece or a little sister or someone that, you know, that's coming of age and needs some direction with relationships or just being grounded in God, bring them to the conversation, too. We really want to expand this conversation. Tanja, do you have any plans to do another Blog Talk Radio show in the future?
Well, actually, Angela, I am. my next show will be on Sunday, December 3rd. I will definitely let everyone know of the time. I'm not sorry, December 4th, excuse me. My next show will be Sunday, December 4th. I usually do a show, back in the day, I used to do a show every Sunday night. So now that the Blog Talk has officially been relaunched, yay, I'm going to go back to that Sunday night schedule. So, yeah, yep. I will let everyone know of the time, but it will definitely be back on Sunday, December 4th. Topic and what have you will be announced shortly. But, yes, I have definitely going to relaunch Blog Talk Radio as the Sim Factor, because this is greatly needed. And for the Sim Factor, it was really started because I was really blessed and fortunate when I first got saved and coming up in the church. I was a part of a singles ministry at a church where the person in charge was an older single lady, and she didn't typically want a typical singles ministry in the church, whereas we would go out every Friday night and do stuff or whatever. She would come up with different topics of discussion, such as the ones that we're having now, and she would actually find single people in the Bible. Who was our main one? Jesus Christ, yeah. So she would use people like that as examples in the Bible, how they functioned and what have you, and use them as examples and how we can live our lives better as Christians. And ever since I left the church, I have not been able to find another singles ministry like that since the one I left. So because of that frustration, it definitely had led me to create the Sim Factor, and the Sim Factor was created in 2011, and that was the motivation for me to begin this particular ministry. So I am glad that I'm actually reopening the Blog Talk Radio under this perspective. So, but thank you, Angela, for actually encouraging me to relaunch this station.
Absolutely. It's so, so needed. And thank you to the ladies of VBN who supported and have called in and have chimed in online today. We really appreciate you. And we just want to pour all of our love and support behind you and this great platform, Tanja. And you know we got your back, girl.
And I appreciate that so much. And especially during the time and the season where it is so greatly needed, because we definitely need to show love, not just to others as well, and ourselves, but to God, family, and our neighbors, because love is in need of love today. That's one of my favorite Stevie Wonder songs, and the timing is so crucial for that, and, you know, especially in this season that we're in right now. And I'm just so looking forward to having more of these conversations on this platform, and you all are more than welcome to join in the conversation, because the seed that's planted, it always begins the conversation to pass on to others. And that is the purpose, because each one teach one. And that's the foundation, and that's where it begins.
Amen.
So on that note, ladies, I thank you all so much for listening. I thank you all so much for participating in the conversation. I thank you all so much for taking time out of your Saturday to join me on this day. And I look forward to see you all again on Sunday, December 4th. I will definitely let you know. I will definitely advertise it on my Facebook page. My Facebook page is The Sin Factor, S-I-M Factor. All the information will be there. All you have to do is just Google it in the Facebook, and it's there. And, again, send out the email to get your discount copy of the book.
They already, I already have some responses that are in the email
right.
already.
That's
so
what I'm
thank
talking
you.
About.
We're on.
I love how you all work.
The race is on.
So,
good.
Thank you all so much, and you all be blessed and highly favored. May the Lord keep you all and graciously thank you all for all that being who you are in God and who you are with one another. And I love you all, and thank you so much. And may God bless you and keep you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Make some noise, everybody. Come on, let's rock. Everybody, come on, put your hand out there. Make some noise, hype it up.
You ain't seen nothing.
Everybody's seen that. know y'all know how to move out there.